This is VOA News. VR Remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Guards at a Libyan detention center for migrants shot dead at least six people amid chaos in the overcrowded facility, according to United Nations officials on Saturday. This was the latest tragedy involving migrants in the North African country. The development comes a week after authorities rounded up more than 5,000 migrants in a massive crackdown, and after UN-commissioned investigators said abuses and ill treatment of migrants in Libya amount to crimes against humanity. The shooting took place Friday in the Mabani detention center west of the capital, Tripoli, where authorities earlier this month sent 4,187 new detainees, including more than 500 women and 60 children, this according to the International Organization for Migration. China said on Saturday it had pressed the United States to eliminate tariffs in talks between the country's top trade officials that Washington saw as a test of bilateral engagement between the world's biggest economies. The virtual talks between U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai and China's Vice Premier Liu He followed Tai's announcement on Monday that she would seek frank talks and hold China to its commitments under a phase one trade deal negotiated by former President Donald Trump. Chinese President Xi Jinping vowed on Saturday to realize peaceful reunification, that's his word, with Taiwan after a week of tensions with the democratically ruled island that China claims as its own. Taiwan has come under increased military and political pressure from Beijing to accept Chinese sovereignty. Taipei says only Taiwan's people can decide their future. This is VOA News. Russian authorities said Saturday that 29 people have died from alcohol poisoning this week in a region near Kazakhstan. They apparently consumed locally produced spirits that contained methanol. Investigators probing the production and sale of the illegal spirits said nine people have been detained in connection with the deaths in the Orenburg region. That's some 1,500 kilometers southeast of Moscow. Russia's State Statistics Service reported nearly 50,000 coronavirus deaths in the country in August, taking the toll since the beginning of the pandemic to over 400,000. That's nearly double the official government figure. Rosstat released its figures late Friday, reporting that more than 49,000 people died from COVID in August. The government tally for that month was just over 24,600. Russian officials explained the discrepancy by saying COVID-19 deaths are counted differently by the two agencies. The government counts only fatalities for which an autopsy confirms COVID-19 as the primary cause of death. Rosstat counts deaths linked to the virus. A U.S. House of Representatives panel said Friday that former U.S. President Donald Trump's showcase hotel in Washington, D.C. lost millions of dollars during his time in office. At the same time, the panel said the former president concealed payments from foreign governments. The House Committee on Oversight and Reform said recently obtained government documents raised what they called troubling questions about the Trump International Hotel. The hotel is in a historic building that the Trump Organization leases from the federal government. During the Trump administration, it was a popular gathering spot for Trump supporters and for foreign dignitaries. French President Emmanuel Macron says his country will return 26 African artworks to Benin later this month. Discussions have been underway for years on returning the artworks from the 19th century. The royal thrones, ceremonial altars, revered statues, and other pieces currently are held in a museum in Paris. Macron said Friday that the Benin artworks will be returned at the end of October. The action is part of France's long-promised plans to give back artwork taken from Africa during the colonial era. And U.S. officials say they will now accept international travelers who have had any COVID-19 vaccine authorized by U.S. regulators or the WHO. Last month, the White House announced it would lift travel restrictions on people from 33 countries who show proof of vaccination. It did not say at the time which vaccines would be accepted. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.